You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Steppenwolf. Joining me from the great frozen north is the All Marine Radio head chef. He's now returned to his old jovial and human ways after being sick for about a month. So welcome back to the welcome back to the living.
Yeah, and thank you for inviting me back into your fold. Yeah, I feel great.
Well, that's good. That's good because you haven't felt great in a while. You guys got more snow, I saw?
Just about an inch the night before last.
Just about an inch.
It was the last little spanking. Now, Minneapolis today and tomorrow, Sioux Falls, they're getting anywhere from 6 to 18 inches.
Of snow?
Yeah, snow. We might get a little rain today. That's about it. I'm kind of thinking the snow thing is done here. We're projecting 50 degrees by next Thursday. So, it'll be the first time it was 50 degrees for, you know, 6-7 months. I'm not sure. I can't remember that far back.
Wow.
Because my brain went into a deep freeze for the winter. It's starting to get better.
Wow. Well, so that's good. That's good. So it's the joy of life in the upper plains. From the Associated Press this morning, just now, the Russian military says that an alleged chemical attack in Syria was staged and directed by Britain.
Oh, yeah, right. What the hell else are they going to say?
Hold on.
Wasn't me, man. It was the other guy.
Hold on. I have to play the appropriate music for when the Russians walk in. Here comes the carnival.
Circus is in town.
Well, you know, they do it with a serious face too. Yes, the Brits they staged the poisoning of that former Russian spy.
Oh, yeah.
And they've also staged the two other poisonings with radiation that has been done to former intelligence officers in the Russian or / Soviet military complex. And now, and then they blamed it on us. And now they're doing it again in Syria. What is up with them? The Brits, why can't they leave us alone? We're here in peace to help.
Yeah, all we're saying is give peace a chance. That was popular back in the 70s.
It's
on run now.
I wanted them to use that song after all that after the stupidity in Charlottesville,
yeah,
and it's like you have four people that are having a rally in some city, and 100,000 people show up for it, right?
Yeah.
Come on, do it like the 60s, man. Put this on and have everybody sing it, and then just give them the peace sign.
Yeah.
And here it is.
All we are saved.
And any asshole can sing this.
Yeah.
Memo to the Russians, man. John Lennon, man. What? You know what? John Lennon. Where were you when John Lennon got killed? I could.
That was 75, I think. Wasn't it?
I thought it was later. I thought it was later than that.
Yeah, I was in Washington State, running the Blue Parrot. Yeah, that's where I was. I was in Port Townsend, Washington, running my breakfast restaurant, the Blue Parrot. Yep, that's where I was.
John
and I was
Winston Lennon.
Yeah.
Died in 1980 in Manhattan, December 8th, the day after my birthday.
In front of the Dakota Hotel, he got shot.
That's lame. Yeah, that sucked. All right. Let's talk about. It's a good song though. I played this one day.
Yeah?
I played this. I don't know. It was during that Charlottesville stuff. And
yeah.
I sent an email. I put a blast out on Twitter. Play this thing at any protest and just laugh at them. Don't take them seriously. They're idiots.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about just as much the Antifa people, the skinheads that go there to fight. Come on, man. Just give them the peace sign and run them out of town.
So yeah, turn your back.
Yeah, Colleen heard it, and she's like, where did that song come from? I said, it came from back when cool was cool, man.
Yeah.
I said, that's John.
Yeah,
I said that's John Lennon. She's like, wasn't he in the Beatles? I'm like, you got potential, Colleen. You got potential. The are you superstitious? She's sick.
How's that fish doing?
She's sick. She's been coughing all week. Stayed home a couple days. She got yelled at for waking me up coughing this morning. After I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Then shut up with the coughing already. What's wrong with you?" Dad! I'm like, oh yeah, now we're all going to be concerned because you got a cough? Shut up. So, but she's going up to Lake Tahoe for a few days. It's her spring.
Oh,
yeah, it's her spring. It's her spring break. So,
Yeah. They go to school until June, in the middle of June, right?
Towards the end of June. They go back after Labor Day. Kind of like the way we used to do it, which is, you know, you start after Labor Day, and then you go to, like, the middle, the third week in June.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like going back.
I do, too.
You spent some time in Europe, and Europe is the, like, mother of superstitions. Are you a superstitious person on Friday the 13th?
Not really. I joke about it, but I really don't. I wouldn't get married on Friday the 13th.
You'd avoid that?
That would mean the odds are against you, but you'd have to be in Vegas for that. Who even knows what's coming there? But no, I'm really not.
You're not. So what's your biggest superstition?
Oh, jeez. My biggest superstition is not having my feet covered in my bed at night when they get cold. That's about it.
That's not a superstition.
Well, it's a fear of the boogeyman coming after me.
So So you don't have a lucky rabbit's foot. You don't have a lucky hat. You don't have a when the Dodgers need a run. You don't have a lucky place that you sit in the house. You don't have
when my Dodgers are on TV. I put on my LA hat and watch the game. I don't watch a game without the Dodgers without my hat on. That's for sure. And then in the World Series, I haven't worn it for 20 years until this past World Series. I wear my Jackie Robinson throwback jersey that my mother gave me before 12 or 20 years ago. And it still fits. Not as spaciously as it used to, but it still fits. I can button it. And that Tess says, when are you going to get rid of that? I shot her a look that would have killed her. I says, are you kidding me?
This goes in the casket.
What the?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This goes in the casket, baby.
You're darn right, man. in a snowball's chance in hell would I get rid of that thing.
Do you think it's stupid to have, like, an electrical hookup for your casket so that they could... Music could be played in your casket so that you could, like, you could feel relaxed in there?
Well, if the power source had run out unless you had had a wireless.
Yeah, no.
So you could have a stream of music.
You could wire it. I just want it wired in. Like, there's lights in the cemetery. Can I not, like, splice off the light? And I just need... You know, a small set of speakers, Bose speakers. I like good sound. I like.
Yeah, at your feet.
Well, no. And, why not at my feet? They'll be like next to each shoulder.
Yeah. One by each ear.
Yeah, there you go. So it got a little stereo going. And all I need is a power source. Do you think is that a stupid request?
It's exceptionally stupid, but very. Very understandable, and would be very appreciated by you.
Oh yeah,
and I would not have stereophonic. I would have quadraphonic.
Okay,
I'd have speakers at my feet, at my waist, at my head.
I'd have surround.
Wow. And you could hear that music 6 feet under. That's how loud it would be, and right. Mm-hmm. Attached, yeah, now you got me thinking about it. And right beside the, coming up, I'd drill a hole in the tombstone.
Ooh.
And I'd have, an antenna coming up.
Oh, so you could get it?
So, it would stream music, continuously, 24/7.
I know, but you wouldn't need an antenna. You could just have your playlist on some kind of device down there, and it would play your music. You wouldn't have to, you wouldn't have to depend on some idiot, at some FM station in town to go ahead and play it. So just a thought. I don't think that's a bad idea. The other idea I have is recording your own eulogy. I think that.
Oh, I am doing. I've already done that.
I think that's a good idea. I mean, could you imagine, Kim, how funny it would be? For instance, in fact, I'd like to interview you for your eulogy, and as kind of a test run. And so we'd have somebody like Bob. Like Bob is one of Kim's Kim's hetero life partners.
My two hetero life partners.
Yeah. So
Bob and you.
Me and Bob. So Bob would go up on stage and he'd act like he was going to give this big eulogy. And then he'd like look up and smile and say, yeah, I'm not going to say anything. Kim's done his own eulogy, so here you go. And he'd flip the switch, right? And then you'd be like, hey, everybody, welcome to my funeral. I'm here with Mac and Mac's going to conduct a little interview. And I've got a few things I want to make sure everybody knows. And so I just start teeing them up. Hey, so, are you surprised, Kim, that you're dead? And then you could talk about it.
I can riff on every question you gave me. And you know I'd have some smart ass answer.
No, but it would make everybody it would make everybody laugh, right? Like, who needs somebody to stand up and say all this lame shit about him? That's, you know, I mean, it's good, but you know what? It should be the spirit of the person. And what could be convey the spirit of the person better than the person themselves? That's right.
Well, I can't agree with you more.
We have to do that.
Okay.
And then what you do is you have, like, I don't know what you have kind of after this thing starts, but you have something kind of wheeled in to the, like, the party room. And you say, and then we get to, like, okay, so what's going to happen, like, as soon as we're done with this? Okay, everybody's going to stand up and say, Hallelujah, Kimmy. We're going to sing All We Are Saying Is Give Peace a Chance. And then we're going into the party room, and you're going to see champagne, and you're going to see mimosas, and the music's going to be on, and I want everybody to have a good time. And I want you to go up and hug my family and tell them what a great human being I was, even when I wasn't. And go about your day and just never forget Kimmy, Kimmy, Cocoa Puffs. Right? And
I want to throw a party. I definitely don't want a eulogy of anything other than humor.
Yeah.
And there are lots of friends that would not say a kind word, but would be funnier than shit. And that's their way of saying kind words. And wouldn't say, oh, woe is me. He was taken too soon, and that's all bullshit.
Yeah, you know. Truth be told.
For my 70th birthday, I had a bunch of friends out from the East Coast. They surprised me, and I comped their room. I comped all the food and drinks for the weekend.
Ooh.
And they're leaving the table on Saturday night, and they all walk by me, and they dropped $10 in front of me, all 12 of them. And I got indignant. I got really pissed off. I said, I got the tip. And this one guy, Chucky Schwartz, says, hell no, Holmes. We all lost the bet. You're still alive. That's the kind of friends I have.
That's a great story.
I beat the Deadpool.
That is an awesome story. And that you always hear that and you're like,
yeah.
You know, 75 was way too young to be taken from us. What? What? You're 25 years from 100, man. That's a pretty good run.
It's a phenomenal run.
Yeah.
And it really is a phenomenal run. And I'm digging it right now. And, you know, turned 74 in March. And I just, you know, had a little bout with the chest cold, but I'm back on the feet. It's good. And,
I think my idea of recording your own eulogy is the way to go. Honestly, I do. And one, it's funny. Okay. Two, you're going to make everybody else laugh. All right.
Yeah.
And
what I have done, Matt, is you know, the obituary stuff.
Right.
I wrote that already.
What did you write?
Because I don't want somebody to pick the paper up and say, oh, so-and-so, he's gone, yada, yada, he leaves behind, yada, yada, yada. Not even close will mine be like that. And that'll be on the program plus a song list.
I love that.
A music.
What do you write? What will they now do? So when you write your own obituary, you can pay for them and they'll publish whatever you want. I think if they do it for free, there's
pay for them in this town now.
Oh, really? I think that's the way it is in most places. They don't do that anymore.
It is now. It is now. They got to make money any way they can, newspapers.
Yeah, and so
I just want to say what a great time I had give a little a glimpse at my adventures in life and the fun I've had and thank the people that helped me get where I was.
Okay, so talk to me. So what are the elements of an obituary like that? So one is, these are the most fun things I ever did?
You gotta start, I came out of, mine starts as I came out of the chute March 22nd, 1944, screaming, kicking, and pissing and shitting. And it goes on from there. And a little rundown of my trials and tribulations and how much fun I had.
Okay, so you document how much
fun? When you lose your dad in your 6 and a half years old, you don't do maudlin stuff. You have to have fun because you got to live two lives then. And that's pretty much how I've lived mine. Mine and my dad's. And I know he had a lot of fun when I'm going through his log book for flights in Europe over D-Day and stuff. And I come across a half a dozen of these cards. And they're the private drinking clubs. And you had to belong to some kind of club if you're an officer in the armed service during World War II and you're in the back staging areas, and they have all these little private clubs that you show your card and you go in and then you drink. And he had a half a dozen of them. When he wasn't flying, I knew what he was doing.
Yeah, that was when war was good, man. You could go have a good time. As long as you survived, you were having a good time. It's not that way anymore. It's not. When we started going to the Muslim world, all the fun ended. It's not a fun culture, okay? Just so, in case people...
It's a culture that most people don't want to be around.
Yeah, it's not. And, yeah, it's not a good... It's not a good...
I spent 2 months in North Africa just being, traveling around in a microbus with six other people. And there were times when, I knew I wasn't liked.
It's not a Western culture and it's not in terms of drinking. And now, not that they don't do it, but they only do it amongst themselves and all the rest of that stuff. What about, so you talk about what you've done in your life. And then how do you wind things up? You got to thank some people,
I thank everybody, and then
right off in the sunset.
I'm shooting through to the other side.
All right, interesting.
I think it's not like even.
Okay.
I haven't read it for a couple of years, so I might have to make some revisions.
Yeah, you might want to check it out. You might want to check it out. All right, let's transition. We'll talk about food. Let's talk about something healthy that tastes really good.
Okay, I sent you. Beth sent you a picture of four sauces.
For what?
And I was sauces.
Sauces. Today?
Sauce. Yeah, like a soy substitute. One with garlic sauce, and one just an amino. They're amino sauces. They're soy substitute. They taste like soy sauce, but they don't have the salt. Now, a soy sauce in a tablespoon will have anywhere from 800 to 900 mg of sodium. That's a tablespoon. These sauces, you have the pictures of, have, one has 60 and one has 90 per tablespoon.
Whoa.
And then I send you, which is made in L.A., by, Vietnamese, expats, a sriracha sauce. And it's a hot chili sauce that I want you to try instead of Tabasco. And you like the heat, but it's not too heat. And I've used it in my restaurants ever since I had the Blue Parrot in Port Townsend. And when I did my breakfast place, and I'd have a jar, a little container with whatever jam I had, strawberry, blueberry, or English, or marmalade, one of those three. I'd have a sriracha. I'd have ketchup and salt and pepper. I refused to put Tabasco because I found this in the International District in Seattle, and I tried it, and I said, holy mackerel. And then the smaller sauce is called pica-pepper, pica-peppa, P-P-A, and it's from Jamaica. And that's what I based the North Dakota Prairie sauce on. I tried I found it in the grocery store and I tasted it. It took me about 6 months of buying these things. They're not cheap. But the flavor will drive you wild. All you need is a jar of that. And, you know, and these, the garlic, soy substitute and just the coconut soy, substitute are fabulous in stir fries. They're virtually no salt. There's no sugar. They're gluten free. They're wheat free. They're, what is it? Low sodium, gluten free, vegan. They're also vegan. And so these are sauces that you can use in stir fries to add to your vegetables to give it some punch. And if you're making, like with coconut milk, you're making a curry, you add this stuff to give it a little, the sriracha. The pica pepper is a little bit hot, not too hot. But, it adds so much to sautés, whether using rice noodles. You know, we talked a little bit last week about going into a Asian grocery store and, you buy vegetables like napa cabbage, which you can get in any grocery store, or bok choy, which is a smaller type of cabbage, an Asian cabbage.
Right.
Bok choy. And that's just killer. I used to serve that at Sanders as the vegetable, and I'd saute it and braise it in olive oil, and I'd throw a little of this soy in there to give it a little punch, and people, what's that? They were kick ass. And, you know, but do yourselves a favor. And if you don't have an Asian market, go to the Asian, import food section, where they have the Mexican and the Asian, things, a little section and look all that stuff up. Every grocery store today has sriracha sauce. And you know, once you open it, you refrigerate it, and it'll last 6 months in your fridge. And you buy a small bottle. It goes pretty fast, but you don't want to. You can get them in quart sizes, and it took me over a year to go through a quart. I buy them in like pint size, it's pretty cool. It's made at the Hoi Fong Foods Incorporated on Canyon Road in Irwindale, California.
Irwindale. The Raiders were going to move there once.
Yeah, that's right. They were, weren't they?
They were, yeah.
But those are the things that you want to look for
Now, he did not preference this because he doesn't do it like that. But this is all having to do with an email that we got last week that talked about sauces. And is there, you know, are there things that Kim does relative to sauces? So that's how we got to this point in time right now. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And my wife, as you are, gluten free, and wheat messes her up big time. Her stomach, headaches, and somehow she came on with it. When they start putting all these preservatives and stuff, and they, they add chemicals when they're growing wheat and everything to make it bigger and grow faster. Same with beef. You know, you have to find, you have to ask your butcher when you go on the beach to buy whether chicken or beef, you know, or pork. You know, I don't want any growth hormones. I don't need steroids, and you know, byproducts and stuff. You want a grass-fed or naturally grazed, you know, not cage chickens or cage eggs, but free-range eggs that run around the yard.
Okay, I'm done with that. I'm bored with that.
Okay.
Okay. What else do you want to talk about today in terms of food? So that's our healthy food segment. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, just don't want to go what you were talking about earlier before I came on.
What?
The current situation in D.C.
I wasn't talking about D.C., though. I was talking about Syria.
Yeah, you were talking about Syria. It's all the same shit. Let's talk food. What have you been eating lately? Do you do anything with, wheat pasta? I mean, not wheat pasta, but, gluten-free pastas? You're pretty much a taco guy, aren't you?
They're easy, and you can do a bunch of different things. So I mean, when Colleen's here and then Patrick's here on occasion, you know, we cook larger meals. But I'm
like you now. I don't eat three squares a day. We have one meal a day in the middle of the day, and that's it. You know, when I get a chance to dive into a steak, I'm more into chicken and fish today. I had no idea. And, you know, there's so many ways you can do chicken. You can pre-cook, as you know, my favorite rice is wild rice because it's cheap and plentiful in this part of the world. Brown rice, if you season it up, with some of the sauces I mentioned earlier, it gives it some decent flavor. White rice, I also, but that's nothing. There's a lot of carbs in white rice.
All right, here's an email question for you. Mac, what advice would Kim give to the rest of us on living a happy life? I find your music in the casket laughable.
Of course it is. That's the whole point.
I find your giving your own eulogy thought-provoking. I share your sentiment. I don't want people to be sad. I've lived a happy life. I've lived a good life. Maybe I should be thanking people that day, and they should hear my healthy voice, not remember me as I was circling the drain. again, I will use a quote that I've heard others use on this quote that quotes you quoting your father. That the sun shines on the ass of a dog every once in a while. Well done, boys. Yeah. I'm going to get my MP3 out and I'm going to begin recording my eulogy. How long do you think it should be? At least 2 hours. At least 2 hours.
Oh, goodness. You know, but if it's 2 hours, you have to have a video going.
Maybe. Or serve cocktails during the eulogy. All right. There's servers gonna walking up and down the pews of the church. Order whatever beverage you order your beverage of chores and sit back and relax because I got some things to say.
Those push carts in an airplane. What would you like to drink, sir? We have gin, vodka, rum, or bourbon. And what would you like that mixed with? Would you like a bag of peanuts with your drink? And that's what I would do. You know, that kind of stuff. And I'm an Episcopalian, so I can get away with that shit because my minister here is a piece of work.
Oh, really?
God, he's the best. He's an Irishman, Father Shannon, and he's got this big red beard and a ponytail. He's a stud muffin. And so he would allow that to happen. have everything have the whole service done in a restaurant or a bar and not in a church. You know, you have your choice. It's your party, man.
That's your party.
And that's all that it should be, is a celebration with the people that knew you and had a great time with you, and even those that you pissed off and just say, well, I got to give him his due. He knew how to go out in style.
That's right.
And
you could also talk some trash about somebody because you're dead, so it's not like they can come back and get back at you. You could say, you know what, and I got something to say about Kim Holmes. That guy, straight up jackass. If you see him, when he turns around after he's done talking to you, go ahead and spit on his back for me. Remember old Mac, just give him a big loogie right on the back. you could get into people. Know, you're dead. Who cares?
That's some funny shit. And when you do stuff like that, to me, that's hilarious. And when you trash talk a deceased person, not only does it take balls, but it's funnier than shit because you're doing it,
right.
In my mind.
Right.
And because you know, you wouldn't come if you didn't want to say something that, I just don't want to hear "Well, it was me" one time.
Come on, fucker.
You know, give him tight up and leave me alone.
When I first came up with the idea, you know, I like, this is funny. But then the more I thought about it, the more I like the idea. And I don't think it's a bad idea. And I think it should transition. This could revolutionize the funeral business. It's more of
they'd be pissed off.
Kim, I got a business. I've got a business. All right.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know exactly the name of the business, but the tagline is, "They put the fun in funeral," because the first three letters of funeral are FUN, right?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
they put the fun in funeral.
That's some solid stuff. Yeah. And I would have you're too young for this, but back in nightclubs, there used to be, you've seen them in the movies, this babe in this little, one piece swimsuit kind of thing with her breasts hanging out, tight waist and just a knockout. and going around, and she had this little tray with a strap around her neck. And she'd go around cigars, cigarettes, cigarillos, and through the restaurant. And I'd have somebody like that going around, a pinner, a fatty, a bong. But yeah, I wouldn't, but you know, that's...
What do you mean you wouldn't? Maybe we should have this in just an auditorium, okay? We'll just have it in an auditorium, we'll stay out of the church. Why are they having it at the clubhouse and not at a church? I don't know. He's very adamant that he wanted to have it in a public place, and he wasn't really concerned about having it in a church. And then after the girl comes out and is like, "Oh, this is not a normal funeral. This is more of a party." And that's when the whole thing comes out. Like, yeah, this is going to be a funeral, not a funeral. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great word, a funeral. Oh, amen, brother.
Right, and then, you know, and then everybody's going to leave, and they're going to be laughing. And they're certainly going to miss you like they should. But you know what? It's not going to be this horrible day. They're going to hear your voice. You're going to make them laugh. It's going to be a party. They're going to have fun. And you know what they're going to say? You know what? Even in death, that dude's a righteous dude, man. He was good.
Yeah.
He was good.
He knew how to throw a party.
That's right.
A good party.
That's right.
And that's how I approach my restaurant every night. And I thank my grandmother Omi for that, the Ladies Home Journal woman, because she threw the best goddamn parties ever. And they knew a lot of people, and it was always fun. And so when I opened the doors to the restaurant, it was even when it was a blue parrot for breakfast, I wanted everybody to start their day with a double espresso, a smile on their face, maybe a little shot of something in their coffee, and a good solid breakfast, and they wouldn't have to eat till dinner. But, you know, I want them smiling when they leave my joints. And I always have. And that's how it should be. Always.
I agree.
We all work hard enough, but you know, light up and leave me alone, as the song goes by Stevie Wonder. But you know, there's so much shit raining down on us, our society today. Not to just ignore most of it and relax and enjoy yourself. You're only here a short time on this earth, and you might as well be smiling as much as you can during that time.
Right.
And I just think it's the righteous way to approach it. You know, you just you just pretty much have to. We all have, most of us have at one time, even the restaurant business was serious business when it came paying the bills and firing people that weren't pulling their weight.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. I told Colleen that if the hearse drives slow to the cemetery, said, Colleen, first of all, the music inside the hearse needs to be loud, okay? He needs to drive fast, because that's how I drive. I don't drive fast. I don't drive fast, especially like through neighborhoods. But when he gets on the freeway, he needs to like go. Okay, this whole 45 miles an hour with our lights on, that ain't happening. All right,
can do 75 with the lights on. Great
thing. 75. Hearst doing 75 with the lights on. Yeah, and tell me that the cops wouldn't tell me that the escorts wouldn't like that. Yeah, they'd be like, we're gonna be done sooner. Because you know they get.
They'd all have to be motorcycle cops.
Yeah, they all would be. Come on.
I don't want any black and white units. I don't want the guys with the high jack boots and the shiny helmets and the tight leather tight pants and to the hill. I love that shit, man. I remember seeing those cops go by me in California on the motorcycles when I lived there. I just love that shit, man. And they were Harleys then. They weren't the Japanese bikes. All the bikes in the early days were Harleys.
Machos. All right, hold on. Email. Hey, Mac, those caskets are expensive. So do you have a run-of-the-mill pine box, no bells or whistles, or a Cadillac? Shiny, nice wood, colorful, etc. You know, I have not really looked into that stuff. The wave of the future is cremation, right? And that's cheaper than any of them. But I don't know. Well, see, I have to accommodate Joe and Jack are going with me. All right.
Yeah.
So there's going to be three of us in there. And so I would get something that would be functional. I don't need it to be ornate, okay? I need it to be watertight in case the cryogenic thing, they can get me out and like reinvigorate my life. I need to be like, yeah. I don't want them to open the box and go, "Oh shit, look at that." They're like, "Oh yeah, hook him up, let's go." And I'll wake up and go, "Whoa, what's up? What's going on? I thought I died." Like, "You did. You did, but we figured it out. You're 15 again." I'm like, "No friggin' way. This is awesome. Who invented this?" Like, I don't know. So, yeah, so it would have to be something like that. As Johnny Carson said, hermetically sealed, a little bit of music in there, me, Jack, and Joe. And so just in case, they got to bring me back. Because, look, if you get cremated and they have to, you know, it's not like you can add water and all of a sudden you're back. Boom. You're done when you go cremation route. So I'm just banking on a long shot, I know, right, but humor me, that maybe they'll bring me back from the dead. And so something functional and modest, okay? And it could be along the lines of, you know, just like your basic military casket, okay? Just functional, streamlined, boom, done. So that's how I see it, all right? That's me anyway. Kim, how about you?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Mine is going to be as inexpensive as I can get.
Yes.
It's going to be lined with tie-dye stuff. If the box itself will be painted in psychedelic day glow colors and might have a few lights that are blinking and flashing.
Like the Scooby-Doo bus, something like that?
Yeah, but more Fillmore Auditorium.
Oh, then, okay.
Psychedelic.
Okay.
Paint jobs. Like Ken Kesey's bus was.
Okay.
And that kind of stuff. And then I'm going to get cremated. But,
wait, then why are we getting so you're doing both?
Oh, yeah. I want the show, and then I want to, hit the dusty trail.
The show and go?
Yeah, show and go. And then, anybody wants a scoop of the ashes, take a little film canister, fill it up, and then throw it around wherever you are, wherever you go. So I'll be all around you.
You'll be everywhere?
That's it.
Wow, yeah. that's all right. Here's another email. Fun, yeah. Quote unquote fun, all caps in funerals. When Greg died, this is her husband. We held a service at a funeral home. The pastor who spoke was awesome and told stories about Greg, which had us all laughing. And the last song we played before we ended the service was Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky. After the service, the funeral director told me.
I remember that song.
He had been in the back watching. He said that at least 75% of the people were either tapping their feet or bobbing their heads to the song. It's what I wanted for Greg, a send-off of, that had smiles and laughter, and we accompanied that. And we accomplished that. Well, you know what? I think the genesis of my idea was my father-in-law at his funeral. At the end, they played Take Me Out to the Ballgame. And it changed the whole mood of the event. Very heavy, passed away unexpectedly. I want to say at the age of 72. And so he had a great run. He lived it on his terms. And so I've never forgotten hearing, and I didn't know it was going to happen. All of a sudden, the funeral's ending and it's the recessional march, and all of a sudden Take Me Out to the Ballgame comes on and everybody's laughing. And I thought, you know what? First of all, the funeral isn't for you. Okay. You've already exited the building. The funeral's for everybody else. Okay. To include your kids and the people you love. So how would you leave them? You have to leave them laughing and smiling and knowing how much you love them and how great they made your life, and hopefully that you reciprocated that. So to me, I've got a little business. We've got some business work to do, because we have got to get this heavy, fourth century funeral bullshit out of the, come on, man.
It is called a celebration.
Lame. Make it, put the fun back in funeral, okay? Because look, nobody wants, it's like, oh yeah, their kids were there sobbing and it was horrible, it was terrible, it was so sad. Like, yeah, no shit, we got it, okay? Everybody's life's gonna change, but guess what? We had each other. We had a great run. I loved you. You made my life so good. And I hope that I reciprocated. I hope I made your life just as good. I hope I made you smile. I hope I made you laugh. I hope when you think of me, you think of those things and not some of the other craziness. All right. So let me give you the eulogy. So when you think of me, these are the only things you can think of. Okay. Everything else, come on. Cut me a husk. And make them laugh. Give them, continue to give in your funeral what you gave in life. Don't let them go out like, come on, who needs that shit? So, anyway. Yeah. Okay. Here's another email.
Yeah.
He was in a casket. He was cremated afterwards. Okay, let me just memo to everybody. No more. Everybody say this again. No more open caskets at funerals. Okay?
Oh, hell no.
Like, I'm not sure where that idea came from. Okay? Let's let everybody go up and gaze at a dead body. Come on. Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous.
That is the worst makeup job ever seen. And that person isn't the person you remembered.
No.
And I'm not a fan of open caskets. When they are, I don't go up and look.
Yeah, like I don't want, that's not. Like,
I don't. I refuse. I've refused for years.
Yeah,
I'm
don't.
Just not gonna,
yeah,
not
I don't.
Going there.
I don't do that. And I don't like it when they put them in the foyer so you can see when you walk in, like, oh, whoa, hey, time the fuck out. Who did this? You know this is gonna be bad. You know, it's just not good. And let me tell you, and there's most women are very no. You won't be seeing me. First of all, I put on my makeup. Nobody else putting on makeup on me. Yeah, and I can't trust that it's gonna be done right. I can't. And I'm going to trust that all these people are going to come see me when I'm dead with somebody else putting on my makeup. Hello. Ain't happening, girlfriend.
No, thank you.
Ain't happening, girlfriend. Yeah. Women, they don't mess around with that shit. Anywho. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you have some thoughts. Putting the fun back in funeral. I say make it, as Kim and I, people say that, oh, I want it to be a party, but they don't do anything about it. What we're going to, if you need help with your eulogy, you can email me here at All Marine Radio. I'm more than happy. I'll create the MP3 file. That's a business, Kim. Putting the fun back in funeral. Here's your eulogy. Okay. Then I'll lay out the questions if you don't have any, and then you can just fill in the blanks. I'll tee it up. You whack them.
And here's another thing.
I'll lay a little music down to it.
Nobody, if they're going to come up and say something, they have to know that they have to talk trash. They can't be maudlin. They get and I know my friends would never get up and be maudlin and sad. They would trash me up one side and down the other, and everybody be laughing because that's how I've always been with them, and we've been with each other, and so. If it comes to that, but I would not let anyone get up and say any sad shit, period.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on, man. This is a party. Why are you going to jack the party up? Don't be that guy. Don't be that woman. Don't jack
the
party.
And the music is paramount.
Yeah.
You have to have great tunes.
Yeah, you know what? And let me just tell you about the music. It should be your favorite music. So when they get out of their car, so that they pull up to the funeral, they're bummed out, they put on their coat, right? They grab their they're walking up, so they're with their wife, right? And they're like, and all of a sudden they hear this music, right? they hear music, right? So they hear, like, what is that? Like, is there something else going on? Yeah, is there something else going on adjacent to this? Shouldn't they turn their music down a little bit? Like, I think that's coming from Mac's funeral. What? And then you stick your head in, and there's people in there laughing and smiling. And they say, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey! And you got it for the air! Right? But anyway. The whole vibe is different. So again, I just there's enough sadness, and people can do that in their own time. When we're together talking about it. If you need help with your eulogy, just shoot me an email. I'll be more than happy to help you out with it.
If Mac has problems, he'll contact me. And we'll work on it together.
Yeah, we. But no reason.
No,
come on.
No tears, baby. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
No. Yeah, exactly.
It's no time, baby.
It's a great run. And the only thing I want you to do is commit to living it hard, living it fast, and cramming as much life into it. If you walk away out of here today with one thing, have it be fun and treasure your friends and make sure that they know how important they were to you. And if you've done that, then you lived it about as good as you can live it. And so if that's the moral of the day, then leave your moral on them when they walk away. And if you do, if you do that, you never leave them. They always have you. And so I'm a fan of that. Put the fun back in funeral. Yeah.
That is brilliant.
I think that you have to do your own. I think you have to do your own eulogy, or at least a part of it. Now you can have other people come up, and
you have to say something that's recorded, pre-recorded, and whether it's just a tape or it's a video. But you have to do something or both. And I just that's what I'm going to try and do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because that sets the tone. I think the reason that's important is.
And you lead with that.
Right.
You lead with that.
Yeah. You set the tone, and that way.
all Father Shannon is going to do is direct the show.
Yeah.
Because everybody will want to say something or be a reverend or whatever, and he's got to keep the pace going and the music going. And, well, there'll be a playlist anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, it should be fun. It
yeah.
Absolutely, positively should be fun, and it should be inspirational. It should be it should be all that. So, anyway. All right, what, do you got any big plans for the weekend?
Well, I'm going to watch the spring game on UND on television tonight. They're, you know, they're see if they got any chops this year. They're in the same league as NDSU now.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Yeah, no shit. But there'll be some good baseball on this weekend. The weekend's here.
You still haven't got the MLB. You still don't watch your Dodgers on a nightly basis. I think that's a crime against humanity. What are you waiting for? Have you ever seen an armored car following a hearse? It's $100. You can watch the Dodgers every night. What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it.
It's a crime. It's a crime. They're not playing that well. Yeah. So, they're not playing that well. So you might want to wait a little while.
No, they've lost more than they've won.
I know they suck. They're like the Yankees. Not doing well. But they will. They'll be all right. Dodgers will be all right.
Well, it's early, man. You know, you got to hit bottom before you can go to the top.
Yeah, I don't know.
Three more chances, and both teams are going to rise at the end.
All right, there you have
we'll
it.
Be there at the finish line.
All right, there he is, the All Marine Radio head chef, giving funeral advice on a Friday. On a Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Sir, thanks for the visit.
And some sauce.
And some sauce. Yes. All right, you'll see all that on the website here shortly. Kim, have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too, my man, and best to everyone.
There you have it, the All Marine Radio head chef on a Friday. The Gunner next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.